It is a night that Henry Strauss will never forget, November 9th, 1938. It's today known as the Night of Broken Glass. Today we go back to that night with a man who witnessed it as a 10-year-old boy on this edition of The American Countryside. Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
Ah, no worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
November 9th, 1938. Henry Strauss was 10 years old. His Jewish family rented an apartment in Essen, Germany, as they neared the time they would leave the country for the U.S. That night, though, their landlord received word the Nazis were going to unleash an assault against Jews in Germany.
She received a phone call who told her that something was going down. We need to keep our eyes open. All of us went to bed that evening fully dressed, and at 5 o'clock, the stormtroopers pounded on the door and shoved us out of the apartment.
The stormtroopers didn't detain them, but their landlord suggested taking the train to her sister's home in a nearby suburb.
On our way to the train station, we saw the synagogue in Essen, a rather majestic building, in flames. When we got to the suburb, the sister's house, the inside was totally wrecked.
It became known as the Night of Broken Glass. In a two-day period, over 250 Jewish synagogues were burned, and over 7,000 Jewish businesses were destroyed. Henry's family returned to their apartment that night and found it looted as well.
I was sent to bed. While lying in bed, I heard glass being broken. Below us was a tailor shop, and he was breaking out the remaining shards that fell onto the concrete below, and it was kind of an upsetting sound.
Soon, the Nazis would not only be destroying Jewish homes, businesses, and places of worship, they would begin detaining adult men. The story of Henry's escape is next time as we travel the countryside. In Skokie, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.